Norswiss, the soup people, came over to England. I think they obviously took over the factory at the end of 1957, but I started work there on the first, well, beginning of January 1958. And at the time, I was the only person upstairs in the offices, and there was one Swiss engineer who was installing machinery downstairs. So there was no production for a good few months. I can't remember exactly how long. And gradually they took on staff, etc. And as I say, I can't truly remember when we started production. But it was run on very Swiss lines. The manager, the first manager, who was called Otto Goertz, he was a very nice man, but he was rather frightening because he had a duelling scar. He had rather piercing eyes and a duelling scar, so it tended to make people a little bit sort of wary. But he was very good, and he was a very good technical man. And as I say, gradually we took on staff to do the packaging. I remember that the first soup we actually produced over here was super chicken noodle soup. Right. And there's quite a funny story, because in that you had little tiny pieces of chicken, little tiny balls as it were, and we had a machine that produced these by the million. And the man who operated it had worked for Lyons making tarts. And he said, oh, I made sort of 10,000 a day. But with this, it was called a Fleischkugeli machine. And he used to produce millions for that. Yes. And I remember that was the first one we actually produced here. I think they imported some of the other varieties. I can remember that their tomato soup wasn't very popular because it was totally different from Heinz tomato soup. And so the British palate hadn't sort of got used to that.
Yes.
But gradually we got got going upstairs and downstairs, and it was all the ingredients were very strictly controlled. We used to have to send samples back every day to Switzerland by post.
Goodness.
To their test kitchens over there, as I used to cycle to the post office with these boxes that I lovingly tied up to send back. Yes. It was, as I say, all the quality control was very good. They were very strict about this. And as I say, it was run on very Swiss lines, because in Switzerland, if you were in a food producing factory, doesn't produce on a Friday afternoon. You have to clean all the machines on a Friday afternoon. And this caused a little bit of sort of dissension here, because it wasn't something people were used to.
Yes.
And the packers said, we're packers, we're not cleaners. But it was intimated that if you worked for Norswiss as a packer, you were a cleaner of the machines, on a Friday afternoon.
So how many would there have been at full capacity of packers?
Oh, gosh. Approximately. Maybe 50. We had, men and women doing various things, because we had machines for this chicken. They used to cook the chickens in a sort of like an enormous pressure cooker, and then they had to be dried in a big machine, and then it was all chopped up into bits.
Yes.
I think probably people actually had to take
it off the bone.
Take it off the bone, yes.